The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
And folks, you're listening to The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
Hi.
Hi, Billy.
Yes, my guy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Good. Hey, Daktari. But I thought you went to Dala at some point.
Oh, no. I went to my mom's shags, Pale Olengroni, because my mom is Kale. So I go hot side December, cold side January sometimes.
Kumbe, ukonashas government. Yani, I need to align myself.
Kona uji, mine mungale. Uji, mamangu ni mungale. And how are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I can't complain. You know, excited about the new week. I'm planning to start sleeping early this week. So keep me in your prayers, Kaviani. That is the one. If I get my sleeping right, everything else falls in place. So, in fact, I should be asleep in the next 30 minutes. But here I am, talking to Doc.
I think I want to tell you how your sleeping habits might... Manze, unanishtuanga, how do you sleep at 2 a.m. and then unaturinya bell 4 a.m. na yo status yako ya Ruto?
Do you
and then you go to the gym? Do you take naps during the day?
Do I have shares in the government?
It wasn't making sense. As in health wise, as a trained professional.
Yes.
I want to tell you, man, you gotta change. You gotta change.
From
if you want to wake up at 4. Someone was saying, people should your sleeping habits should match Akali, and they were referring to Moi, and they used to say in Moi's time, he'd go to bed early, like by 10 on Moi's Mpata, right?
Yes.
Then 4 a.m. up, like ako fresh, see?
Yes.
So those are 6 hours, and that's the least number. You're encouraged to go earlier, upate your 7 hours, but 10 to 4 is, yeah, that's pretty good. Utako umefanya what you need during the day, and 10 a.m. isn't too early to miss out on a lot of things. And then, you know, 4 a.m. before the sunrise, Billy ako swimming pool, you know, doing the butterflies.
That is me this year. Unyombe, that is actually a habit I really want to cultivate this year. That sleeping manner.
It's okay. Ni one day at a time, you know. Leo unajaribu, kesho una fail. Kesho unajaribu, tena una fail.
Muzi ni text hizo masa. Na fail kusuna ni text. Muzi ni text. Muni...
Mina masa. Mina kuanga bed. You time. 10 a.m. 10 p.m. sorry. 10 p.m. Mi nishaji tandaza kitandani. Labda ni kuscroll Twitter ama Instagram kuna kama kuna news. Nafaa kufuata. Then off to bed.
Na kwa mtoto wenyewe with nothing but story for another day. I want to ask you.
Tell me.
Can you recall a book, a movie, or a piece of art that profoundly resonated with your personal journey?
Ooh. A book?
A movie?
A movie?
Or a piece of art?
Or a piece of art. Am I to choose? Can I pick one in every category?
Hey, Kumbe, you can feel free.
Let me do movie. I love movies, first of all. So I've the amount of movie content I've had in the last 5 years, it's amazing. But surprisingly, the one piece of a film that has really touched me is an animation, a short film animation called The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. Believe it or not, if you watch it, it's meant for children. Like, it's meant for 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds, right?
Yes.
But I remember that's the one film in my life that I sat down, I watched, and I cried. Like, tears, baby.
Yes, yes.
I didn't cry when Mufasa died in The Lion King. I didn't cry in which other movie do? Me Before You. I don't know the movies people cry these days, but I rarely ever do cry in movies. I can't point to one moment I cried, but that one, maze nilikuwa tu.
Yeah.
It was just a beautiful film. It's very short. I recommend if you It's like watching a warm hug, to be honest. I think that's how I can describe it best. And that's the time I was watching it, I really, really needed that hug.
Yes.
So yeah, that's number one for film. Number two for books is a tie. So it's a tie between The Alchemist, which I just found. First of all, I don't read a lot of non-fiction. I don't read a lot of fictional books. You know, self-help books, either Christianity books, you know, books that have logic and, you know, they're not just imaginatory. Of course, sometimes I read fiction books from time to time, but if you look at my library, it's mostly non-fiction. So I took that book once. I was in my second year of medicine. I was kind of lost in life. And then I saw a post of, if you're lost in life, here's a couple of books I recommend. So I read The Alchemist. I finished, I think that's the, besides high school, when you are finishing books, two preps, umemaliza, I think that's the fastest I've read a book. So I read the book, then I listened to the audiobook, then I read the book again. Like, that's how much I loved it. And I think it taught me a lot of lessons on life and chance. You know, sometimes we think success is just hard work, but it was nice reading about how sometimes things are destined, and it made me a firm believer that I'm destined for greatness, you know, and the work I do will never go in vain, because, you know, all these little things I do, all these people I meet, they're all pushing me forward to the goal, you know. And I just think it was such an interesting book. Now, what was the last one? Those film, piece those books, and
piece of
works
art.
Of art. Ooh, that's an interesting one. If it's work of art, can music be classified as a work of art?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Then, if so, this is very, very specific. last year, I went for Lisa Odur's Cheche sessions, and I don't think I've been the same since.
Really?
Like, one thing, I make music, right? And whenever people are talking. Whenever people are talking about Kenyan music, they're always talking about artists I don't resonate with, you know? And it's always a bit difficult to find people who resemble kind of like your music side, people you can look up to. And I think for a long time, whenever it was Kenyan music, it was the music my brother listens to, you know? My Genghis Khan, my what. And, you know, and I know they're great for whoever listens to them. I know they encourage African and Kenyan style and lingo. But it just wasn't for me for a while. So I just started listening to Njoki Kiarie. In fact, I just started listening to Njoki Kiarie, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. And then I listened to Lisa Odur. It was, you know, for the first time I was seated amongst people, and I'm a confident guy, but at that point I was just in awe of this lady. Her music is phenomenal, and it was just watching and falling in love. She made me fall in love with music all over again, you know, from the way she, the guitars, the voice, everything was 10 out of 10, because she's the one. And it was, I think that's one piece of art that I'll always carry to be in that experience, you know. And I was lucky enough to also go for Njoki Kiarie's. And every single time I listen to these women's music, their music is outstanding. You can't compare. And it finally made me feel like, wow, this is the type of music I aspire to make. This is the place I want to be, and at least I have people who I can listen to, people who I can look up to, people who, you know, I can listen to their music and be like, oh, so this is how it's done, so this is how you sing this, you know. And I think that's one piece of art. And I just mentioned Njoki Karu and Lisodur. They're, I don't think I've listened to any of the songs and felt I wasn't listening to love or to light, you know? I was just 10, so just fantastic. So I think those three, according to books, according to film, and according to works of art, are things that have shaped me to be the person I am today.
That is so spot on. And even I can't even add anything to that. This is a quick snapshot episode for you. Share a moment that holds sentimental value and explore why it is meaningful to you.
Ooh. I wish you asked these questions prior so that I prepare. Okay.
The essence was no preparation.
No preparation at all. I see. Umeamua una to, out of the blue. All right.
Bars.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Share a memory that holds sentimental value and explore why it's meaningful to you.
All right. I feel like I have so many sentimental moments that I go through every day. So I'm trying to look for a specific one, maybe one that kind of changed my shifts. Wow, that's one typical one. I think I'll give you two, maybe. Two can be good. So the first one was in so 2022 June. That was I don't know the date exactly, but it was 20 something. It was Fête de la Musique, and I was at Alliance Française. It was that week actually, and I was going through a heartbreak. Oops, sorry. Yeah, I was going through a heartbreak, and I was like a moving zombie. I wasn't really feeling my emotions. I was, I was in denial. I was just in this a weird place, and everyone could see it. Everyone could look at me and be like, "Hey, are you okay? Are you fine?" So, one random day, I went to Alliance Francaise and I found a couple of. Not right now, they're one of my bestest friends. So there were a couple of ladies and gents just seated talking, and one of them had a guitar, right? And I asked them, "Hey, can I play your guitar?" They kindly gave it to me, and I started playing and singing. They're like, "Ooh, okay. I hear you. I see you play. You're a good player." And I'm like, "Yeah, I play from time to time." And we started talking, we started conversing, and we talked about the most random things. We talked about animation. We talked about music itself. We talked about life. We talked about love. And in a span of the next day was Fête de la Musique. So the next day I met up with them still. And I feel like they healed a part of me that for some reason I feel like I didn't want it to heal. You know, the way breakups can be addictive, like you're broody, you're moody, everyone is telling you, "Hey, maybe you should try one, two, three," and you're like, "No, I'm heartbroken. I don't want to do that." But I think when I met these people, I met people who are love, the epiphany of love. They were so kind to me during that period, and they were so nice that I think I didn't even I realized that I was hanging on to something that was breaking my heart when I could have this friendship that could bloom. And let me give them a shout out. So there's Felista Onjiru, there's Amy, and there's Jeremy. I think you've met Jeremy during my graduation. Those people and those friendships touched my heart in a way. And that specific day for Fête de la Musique, I remember we're sitting there listening to music, and my ex walked in actually. And my hands started shaking, my breath got heavy, and I was like, oh no, I wasn't ready, I wasn't ready. And they held my hand and told me, hey, if you need anything, we're here. Come on, take a twende to mchape, some chapa, you know? But just know, but just know you are not alone. And I think ever since that day, it kind of changed my brain chemistry in a way that no matter what I'm going through, I always know that I'm not alone, you know? Being sad is bad, but being sad and alone is far worse. And in my sad moment, I get to rely on my friends. I think from that day, I started making commitments to my friendships. I started working on them and tending to them like a grapevine, you know? And it's I think that moment in itself, to have these people who love you at your lowest, just changed me, changed my brain chemistry, changed who I am today. And I think that moment in itself was something I couldn't predict, but something I can't live without today.
Hey, Ukweli, you're good with your words. Ukweli,
come on.
Even on when you graduate, yes. Doctor is in a stable relationship. Musi danganywe. Musi. Ama na kuto asoko na ukukosoko.
Unstable relationship. But yeah.
And
so.
So I want to ask the last question.
Okay.
So lastly.
All right.
What, reflecting on the past year, what lessons or experiences do you want to carry forward in the new year 2024?
Oh, that's a good question.
Which don't you want to carry forward? So give me one that you want to carry forward.
I'll start with the negative one, just to get the negativity out of the way. I think one lesson is people pleasing will not give you genuine things, genuine people, genuine places. I think I've struggled with people pleasing all my life, but last year was the thing that was a final point. Especially when it came to my friendship. I think it for me it was more of a way to cope during high school and primary school, you know?
Yes.
As a coping mechanism, really. And now in adulthood, you realize, damn, no matter how much you please people, if you want a genuine connection, it can't be out of pleasing them. You also have to be your own person, right? And I think people pleasing is something I want to leave behind, kabisa, kabisa. And I know I won't do it in a day. You know, I still struggle with it today. But I'm hoping that the steps I made last year or the trauma I had last year gets to put me forward and give me the courage to be my confident self, to be able to tell people, no, I don't agree with that, I don't agree with you, or I no longer want to talk to you, period.
Yes.
You know, I just hope that, you know, that's the negativity I leave behind.
You know, when you ask the principle, I'll want us to explore that, because in my eyes, you know, James has a very strong sense of self. And he's confident in himself, and you know, it's very crazy to also think you also struggle with, you know, people pleasing. It's very mind-boggling, but story for another day.
Story for another day. So the lesson I want to carry forward in 2024 is, and I think it should just be tied with the people pleasing, is be yourself, love yourself, and be kind to yourself. Those three lessons, I think if you want to have a good life, you have to have a good space within, you know? If you want to be kinder to people, if you want to love people more or better, it starts within, you know?
Yes.
And I think this year, the lesson I want to practice every single day is to be kind to myself, to love myself, and to give myself the grace to forgive myself during mistakes. You know, if I said tomorrow, nenda gym 4 and end up going to the gym at 6, You know, I don't beat myself up for the entire month. You know, I beat myself up for the day, and then the next day, try again. You know,
yes.
And I think if I can get to live a day mm-hmm. with being grateful, you know, it can figure 8 a.m. I'm like, wow, I woke up today. I've had a good breakfast. I've said hi to my dad. I've said hi to my mom. I think those lessons about kindness and gratefulness. Key for my 2024. Just say thank you to God, thank you to everyone around me, and thank you to myself to be always kind, loving. You know, sometimes we treat ourselves with the greatest. We're like our greatest enemies, right?
Yes,
we're always trying to be like, you can do better. You know, you can push harder. And I think if we keep doing that to ourselves, you know, just like if someone keeps doing it to us, we'll get deflated at a point.
Yes.
But I think it'll be very important to just be ourselves and be grateful for what we have as we go through the year and expect to get more, you know, or hope to get more.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Hey. Spot on. The us, we need a whole episode. So I'll let the listeners tweet at us at the Bushan report. Follow us at the good, the bad, and the Bushan. Tell us all the things they've loved about this episode. James, I'm praying for you that all your plans for this year align, that God will go ahead of you, and that at the end of the year, we'll talk about a testimony and good things that happened in this year. You'll call us for more celebrations. You'll take us to Mogo more. So, you know.
Will you enjoy?
So to find your redo, yeah, more campia. Kabla to one the
case. Guys, Marita Billy, I'll kuja kakula nyam.
You're not
to kula nyam. Stop lying. Don't fret. Don't fret. We shall go.
So, to the listeners, have a lovely week ahead, folks, and cheers.